Lacombe with it, drops it back, and time's going to run out on the remaining seconds. It's over. It's in the books, and the LA Kings defeat the Anaheim Ducks 5-2.
Yeah, and it wasn't really close all game, right? No. You know, not only on the score sheet, but just watching it. Just it was a team, this Los Angeles Kings team, that really matched what they did and what we were able to see in the preseason the last time these two organizations faced off. And look, let's hope that the Anaheim Ducks can continue to improve their play, practice in, practice out, work on the habits, that next time these two teams face off, they're going to be a better hockey team, because they're certainly going to need it.
All right. Well, you and I are going to keep it here for a few minutes before you join Alexis Downey with tons of post-game coverage. And before we get into just a couple of thoughts here, before we turn it over to both of you, that phone number, text 714-940-2950 to express your opinion on this hockey game. And I want to remind you, our post-game show, sponsored in part by Jack Daniels. The only good thing that comes from waiting is whiskey, so make it count. So, Emerson, to me, where you start, where the game was won, when the Kings grab a 4-0 lead in the contest.
Well, it's got to be a mental thing, right, for the Anaheim Ducks. When you're down 2-0 to start, it gets in your head. And it was earlier this time, right? Yeah. The 2-0 deficit didn't happen, you know, at the stoppage of the second period. No, it happened a little bit earlier than that. And those feelings, those mentalities of past games start to trickle in. And it's got to be tough at this point. Yeah. And it's not like you're not going against a good team in the Los Angeles Kings. I mean, they are a powerhouse. That is now 9-0 on the road for them. They continue to just do good things. And they're a force to be reckoned with here out on the West, in my opinion. And during stoppage, Steve, you and myself, you know, had a little reflection. What's been some of the hotter teams this last stretch? The Los Angeles Kings have been hot. They continue to stay hot after today's performance. Colorado Avalanche, they had some down hockey there right prior to playing them. They're back at it now after they took down our very own Ducks. And so there are two teams to really keep an eye on as far as moving forward. Who do we expect to continue to put pressure on other teams? It is the Los Angeles Kings, who we just saw, and the Colorado Avalanche.
Well, one thing we know for certain, this hockey club in Anaheim has been successful on the road at times this year. And a couple of tough opponents coming up on Sunday and Tuesday, Edmonton and Vancouver. So, not saying you can relax being away from home with the pressure of performing in front of your big hometown fan support like we've had so far during the regular season. But maybe loosen up a little bit and go up against two pretty good Canadian teams where they're both playing their best game. And maybe come back with some points. That would be nice for this young group of players.
Yeah, well, the Anaheim Ducks now sit 9-11. But that's not to say they're over 500 on the road, right? Yep. They're sitting over 500 win percentage on the road. It's got to be a good feeling for them. That's the exact kind of just feeling that they need heading into an Edmonton team who is loaded with talent. They have not been playing very consistent hockey. They've been very spotty at times in all three zones. Look for them to be hungrier against this Anaheim Ducks team. They smell essentially a little blood in the water, right? It's an Anaheim Ducks team who had success previously early on in the regular season. This is now five games, right, that's been dropped. So Edmonton is going to be a hungry hockey club. Anaheim Ducks just have to have a better performance come Sunday.
All right. Well, we'll let you go and get set up for the postgame show, and I'll see you on the plane tomorrow. And we'll head to Edmonton, Alberta, Canada. We'll have our pregame show Pacific time at 5:30, 6 o'clock for the play-by-play on Sunday. Fly tomorrow, play Sunday, and then in Vancouver on Tuesday night. Back home to take on the Washington Capitals and Colorado Avalanche. Washington Capitals in town Thursday, November 30th for a 7 o'clock home start, followed by the Colorado Avs here at Honda Center. 7 o'clock start Saturday, December 2nd. Hope we see you then. Want to thank Ben. Want to thank Vic for their work up here in the broadcast booth. And for Emerson Edom, who will be gone for just a couple of seconds, join Alexis Downey with our post-game coverage from up here at the Honda Center press box. One final thought from me, Anaheim Ducks Hockey on the Ducks Hockey Network, brought to you all season long by UCI Health. We stop at nothing to prevent, treat, and cure cancer. Visit ucihealth.org/stop-at-nothing. And tonight's game presenting sponsor has been Black Friday Freeway Faceoff, presented by Easton and Easton. And to them we say thank you very much for your support. Kings 5, Ducks 2. Take a break and then come back with more of our post-game coverage from Honda Center. And it's all ahead on Duckstream.
Oh, that would be so beautiful. I could use that. I appreciate it.
That's the sound of Paula getting up. Random act of helpfulness. We just told her the helpful SoCal Honda dealers will be giving her yard a professional makeover. And we paid her for sharing that story on the radio. And we can help you, too, with a great deal on a reliable, award-winning Honda, like the 2024 CR-V. To find the helpful SoCal Honda dealer near you and to submit a random act of helpfulness for someone you know, visit SoCalHondaDealers.com.
Products that keep your business performing at the highest level. Solutions designed to streamline your team's playbook. And the expertise to help your business score big. Pacific Premier Bank, part of your team and the official business bank of the Anaheim Ducks and the Honda Center. Visit bpbi.com. Member FDIC. It doesn't get much better than this.
Visit EastonLawFirm.com and score big. Orange County's premier injury firm and official personal injury attorneys of the Anaheim Ducks. At Easton and Easton, our family of litigators has more than 100 years combined experience fighting the insurance companies and all types of injury accidents. With our family, every case is personal and handled by an actual attorney. Call to speak with an attorney today at 1-833-EASTONS. That's 1-833-EASTONS. Let our family help yours at EastonLawFirm.com.
Visit EastonLawFirm.com. To score big. Official personal injury attorneys on the Anaheim Ducks.
There was this guy who had a close circle of friends. They did everything together. They threw dinner parties, went on fishing trips, hung out at the beach. They were inseparable. But then one of his friends got in serious debt. He needed money. So he set this guy up, framed him, and had him arrested. All for 30 pieces of silver.
Jesus was sold out. He gets us. All of us. Visit HeGetsUs.com.
To most people, a flashlight is just a light. But to Gettle Air Conditioning and Plumbing customers, it's a beacon, illuminating the way to total home comfort and peace of mind. And when that flashlight comes on, our values shine bright. We respond quickly and get the job done right. From complex plumbing and sewer repairs to Sadie-certified AC installations, Gettle's got this. Visit us online at Gettle.com. G-O-E-T-T-L. There's no one better, but it's hard to spell.
GACLA 125-674-EM-433-90.
See every Honda Center event from the best seats in Orange County. Annual premium club seats are the best way to entertain your most important clients, best friends, your family, and yourself. Events of all sorts come to Honda Center year-round, so there's something for everyone. Spend less time parking, finding your seats, and buying concessions, and more time enjoying all the amenities of the Pacific Premier Bank Club level. Get our latest club seat offers today at HondaCenter.com/club seats.
Anaheim Ducks Hockey is brought to you by UCI Health. At UCI Health, we stop at nothing to prevent, treat, and cure cancer. Visit ucihealth.org/stop-at-nothing. Stay tuned for the Anaheim Ducks postgame show, up next on Duckstream. You're listening to the Anaheim Ducks postgame show, exclusively streaming on Duckstream, the official 24/7 audio home for the Anaheim Ducks.
Welcome into the Anaheim Ducks postgame show here on Duckstream, presented by Gettle and powered by TuneIn. Alongside Emerson Edom, I am Alexis Downey. Your Anaheim Ducks falling in the first meeting of the freeway faceoff this season. 5-2 to the LA Kings. Both sides having 31 shots in this game. And you just hate to see it, Emerson. You hate to see this.
Yeah, it's our foes from just, God, a short time away from us. It's Los Angeles Kings team. And look, I hate to say it. They're a fun hockey team to watch. You know, you look at just that goal scored by Anže Kopitar there late, just the passing sequence that led to that goal, Kempe. And these are this is a team in which Kempe gets robbed by John Gibson, you know, not too long before that. And Kempe is able to just put his team on his back in that particular sequence and just, you know, create magic, feeding a Anže Kopitar there on the far side back door, makes no mistake. It's tough to watch. Here we are rooting for the home team, the Anaheim Ducks. But you got to give credit when credit's due, and this Kings team can really make stuff happen out there.
Definitely a lot to break down from this game. The Kings now a perfect record on the road. They came into this game with that, and they are leaving Honda Center with that too. The Ducks falling to 9-11 on their season. Five losses in a row for this team, trying to figure things out. But let's take a look at how this game started. And it wasn't a pretty first period in the sense of some power play goals that were scored by the Kings, starting with Kevin Fiala, a wide open near side shot that he was able to put in the back of the net.
51 seconds left in it, a blast from the blue line, point by Doughty, and then the puck is put in on the second attempt towards the goal in this recent sequence, and the LA Kings are on the board first and have a 1-0 lead thanks to a goal by Kevin Fiala.
And then the Kings went back on the power play just a few minutes later, and Arthur Kaliev just getting another goal for the Kings, 2-0 at the end of that one.
Grew is out there as one of the forwards in this scenario, along with Carrick, and now a shot, they score! Circle to the left of John Gibson. Penalty at 54 seconds left in it, and it's Arthur Kaliev scoring the second goal for LA. It's a power play tally, and LA takes a 2-0 lead.
Emerson, four games in a row now that the Ducks have been losing the game 2-0 after one period of play. It's really just not a good habit that they've gotten into.
Yeah, you said it right there. I mean, it's just they're events that almost, in a sense, you got to think, bring up PTSD for this Anaheim Ducks team. And it's one thing that they don't want to harp on too much, because that right there doesn't win hockey games in itself. There's a process to the whole game, and what transpires through today, in which was a long game. There was a lot of stoppages, a lot of reviewing at times, so it was a slow game, and it was almost a slow, just till the very end, sequence of momentum killer starting from being down two goals. You know, we had the chance to speak with head coach Greg Cronin, and you know, he doesn't want to harp too much on just either getting scored against or going down by two. Like, it's not the end-all be-all, but it certainly doesn't help. And you got to think, what was the mentality when they were down two? It happened even a little bit earlier than some of these last games. And it's just something that they're going to have to continue to just divest and watch video. And how are these sequences transpiring? Because at the end of the day, the good teams in this league are scoring first. It's the oppositions that's been able to put them home against this Anaheim Ducks team consistently. And it's just it's something that they want to turn around. Hey, look, this is a team that's 9-11. It's early on. You know, it's like a sprint, right? It's game in and game out. They got to have better starts. Who's going to sprint out of the gates and just have the better jump? In this case, it was the Los Angeles Kings coming earlier and coming often.
You know, it's interesting, too, because the Ducks did have a good start to this game. The first few minutes, it was a good effort from the team. But then, you know, the Kings being able to get that first power play goal at 10:25 into the period. So about halfway through the period, they were able to get on the board. And that seemed to deflate the Ducks a little bit. But through that first period still, the Ducks winning faceoff 61.9%. They had 7 hits in that one, 6 takeaways, too. So some positives definitely from that first period, despite the score. But then the second period, the Kings were able to pile it on. Quinton Byfield getting a goal at 1:17 into that second period, just taking some momentum there.
That Jackson Holm, he's just got to come up with that puck, yep. Right? It was a 50-50 battle. Oh, and there's a goal against there for the Los Angeles Kings.
From the point to the left of their players' bench, and the Los Angeles Kings get a score from Byfield, and that's a very important one. It comes only a minute, 17 seconds into the second period, extends their lead to 3-0.
Now, Kevin Fiala would then go on to have another goal in this game for the Kings, 2-4, just a few minutes into the second period. And that's when we saw something happen that sort of started to spark the Ducks. Sam Carrick and Andreas Englund getting into it with 16:28 on the clock, just not very long after that second goal by Fiala.
Oh, boy, there's a big hit by Sam Carrick. We're going to have a fight. Carrick and Englund. And England's a tough guy. I've seen him fight 4 or 5 times. Oh, Carrick with some left hands. Englund with a right. Another right. Another right. Another right. Another right by Englund. Carrick fights back. Another right by Englund. They go down in a heap. And what a main event that was. Englund and Carrick. Wow.
That was quite a tone setter in the second period, because then another scuffle ensued after that. Mason McTavish, Frank Vetrano, that line involved in it too. Emerson, you were talking about how important it was to have something that would spark some energy in this Ducks team, like a fight, and it seemed to come in that second period.
Yeah, and I was hoping for the Ducks' sake that it came a little bit earlier, right? Mm-hmm. That fight didn't transpire until the Anaheim Ducks were down 4-0, and you know, you just got to think, if Ross Johnson is in the lineup, does he, you know, square up with someone at being down 2 goals, right? And I think that's the area in which you just got to do it. And Sam Carrick just felt that he was in that place at that time where, you know, he had to drop him, and kudos to him. I mean, he had a 4 inches disadvantage when it comes to the size of an England, and it certainly showed the reach of England and what he was able to throw in that particular scrap. But Sam Carrick continues to answer the call when those kind of events happen. But as for the Anaheim Ducks, you know, team as a whole, you just want that to happen, you know, being down 2 goals and maybe not 4. I think the game has passed you by a little bit, and I just, someone's got to step up to the plate at that 2-goal deficit mark. Hey, Sam Carrick did at the 4-0 mark, and he did well in that fight. Like I said, definitely a reach advantage for England, a height advantage for England, and shout out to Sam Carrick for really hanging in there.
And John Gibson would go on to have a pretty big save not too long later in the game on Kempe, and that one too. But the Ducks would finally find the score sheet. Radko Gudas just keeping with it, the Butcher, right from the point. A nice windup off a pass from Frank Vetrano.
And sent down the ice. The puck by Anaheim, played by Vetrano. Out high, Gudas winds, fires, scores! Well, there's the first one. A blast by Radko Gudas from the point, front of the Duck players' bench, beating Talbot cleanly. The Ducks have cut the Kings lead down to 4-1.
So 4-1 after 2 periods of play, and then we moved into the third period. The Kings extending their lead, 3:21 into that period. But then finally we saw Alex Killorn get his very first with the Anaheim Ducks, and it came on the power play.
Trying to make it respectable, down by 4 goals here late in the third period. Ducks go from behind the goal line, in front, a shot, score! And speaking of respectability, Alex Killorn provides some of that with a goal after a setup from behind the goal line. Puts it by Talbot. Ducks score, power play goal, cut the Kings lead to 5-2.
Well, Emerson, you know I have been waiting for Alex Killorn to finally get his first goal with the Ducks. So happy it came today. Unfortunately, the Ducks falling 5-2. That was the final in this one. But really good to see him finally get on the score sheet like that.
Yeah, as you just mentioned, I mean, it's been a somewhat of a long time coming. He missed the first stretch of the season there, being down with an upper body injury. And to see him come back and play so well has been so fun to watch. And, you know, he's been wanting to play with Leo Carlson. He's trying to get Troy Terry going. And for him to put that one home, it was a finish with authority. Like I mentioned on the broadcast, he really had that bottom hand down, low on that stick, in that leverage, almost going down to his back leg there, really getting low and slamming that one home. So you could judge by his celebration that you know, all that weight is now, for the most part, off of his shoulder when it comes to scoring goals. And I just have a good feeling that the floodgates will open for him, and there are going to be coming often and early here these next couple games for Alex Killorn.
Yeah, you saw that celebration there, just pure happiness on his face to get that goal finally. But we will have more for you of the post-game show after the break. We'll get to some of your text messages that you have been sending us and break down this game and what has been going wrong for the Ducks as of late.
Oh, wow. Oh, my God. I'm so excited. Thank you.
That's the sound of Casey getting a random act of helpfulness. We just told him the helpful SoCal Honda dealers will be replacing his old manual wheelchair with a brand new power wheelchair. And we paid him for sharing that story on the radio. And we can help you, too, with a great deal on a reliable, award-winning Honda, like the 2023 Accord. To find the helpful SoCal Honda dealer near you, and to submit a random act of helpfulness for someone you know, visit SoCalHondaDealers.com.
Support comes from UCI Health, home of Orange County's first and only adult bone marrow transplant program with groundbreaking cancer research and world-class treatments. They stop at nothing for a cancer-free future. UCIHealth.org/BMT.
Nate Bargatze, the Be Funny Tour.
I mean, Chuck E. Cheese is rough. I don't know if you've been there in a while. They look like they're trying to go to business and they can't.
All new material.
They filed for bankruptcy and they're still open. They called Blockbuster and they're like, how do you get out? We want out.
Nate Bargatze, Saturday, April 6th, Honda Center. Tickets available at Ticketmaster.com. Produced by Outback Presents. Don't miss Nate Bargatze, the Be Funny Tour.
Products that keep your business performing at the highest level. Solutions designed to streamline your team's playbook. And the expertise to help your business score big. Pacific Premier Bank, part of your team and the official business bank of the Anaheim Ducks and the Honda Center. Visit BBBI.com. Member FDIC. It doesn't get much better than this.
The Anaheim Ducks 30th anniversary season will feature 30 exciting promotional nights. Arrive early at select games to snag special limited edition giveaway items. You won't want to miss the special legacy nights, each with its own bobblehead giveaway for the first 10,000 fans. Fan favorite themed games like Lunar New Year and Chalk Day are back, and so are Women in Sports Night, Angels Night, and more. See all dates and giveaways at AnaheimDucks.com/promos.
Since 1894, Arrowhead Brand 100% Mountain Spring Water has been there for you with a natural, crisp taste sourced from springs in and west of the Rockies, refreshing our everyday moments. And now, proudly hydrating the Anaheim Ducks. Arrowhead 100% Mountain Spring Water. Nothing else.
To most people, a flashlight is just a light. But to Gettle Air Conditioning and Plumbing customers, it's a beacon, illuminating the way to total home comfort and peace of mind. And when that flashlight comes on, our values shine bright. We respond quickly and get the job done right. From complex plumbing and sewer repairs to Sadie-certified AC installations, Gettle's got this. Visit us online at Gettle.com. G-O-E-T-T-L. There's no one better, but it's hard to spell.
GACLA 125-674-EM-433-90.
Jack Daniels, the only good thing that comes from waiting is whiskey, so make it count. Welcome back to the Anaheim Ducks post-game show. If you want to send us a text, we still have our text line open at the number 714-940 $29.50. And for those of you that have sent us a text, we're going to get to those now, starting with the first one. This one's a little sad. I'm sorry to this fan. I came to four straight games on my Thanksgiving break, and the Ducks lost all of them.
No, we're sorry.
You'll have to come back.
Yes, please come back. We're feeling for you. Hey, we feel down as well. But you know what? The Ducks have the opportunity to go into Edmonton and turn things around here right in time before our next homestand. So I got a good feeling about this road trip here coming up. It's a quick turnaround. Boys fly out tomorrow and hit a Edmonton team that just won 5-0 over the Washington Capitals. Mm-hmm. So it's certainly not going to be an easy task there in Edmonton. And hopefully the Ducks catch an Edmonton team that's a little slower out of the gates as what it seemed to be here in today's game for them.
Yeah, Edmonton on a losing streak into today, but snapping that one with a win. All right, next text. Tough game today before hitting the road. First period offense is still a little rough yet. Hoping the comeback kids become from the get-go kids on Sunday. Kings are going home bruised and banged up after those scraps. That's for sure. From Keegan, the Wisco Ducks fan. P.S. Thanks for all you guys' work on Ducks Dream. Thank you, Keegan, for the text. And, yeah, the get-go kids.
Yeah, thanks, Keegan, our Wisco Ducks fan there. And thanks for continuing to participate in our post-game show. And, you got to love the positivity from that quote. Yeah, it continues to be that first period. AD, mm-hmm. as you mentioned there, out of the gate. It looked like the Ducks were in the moment, really taking control of that puck and trying to do anything and everything they could with it until you take a too many men on the ice penalty, which we continue to talk about, is just one of those penalties that it's probably the most controllable penalty.
Two of them in this game.
Yeah, two of them in this game. Another one happened a little bit later on, and it's communication. It's knowing who you got, whoever's out in front of you. Hey, I got McTavish, or I got Stromer, or you got to talk amongst your line mates, who's got who, and the coaching staff involved. Make sure everyone's got a game plan for going out on the ice. So at 100%, it is one of those penalties that's probably the most controllable. Unfortunate that the Ducks, out of the three penalties only they took in this hockey game, two of them were too many men on the ice penalties. Mm-hmm. And you know what? The Los Angeles Kings going 67% on their power play. Can't afford to do that against a high octane team like the Los Angeles Kings.
Definitely not. And to your point about the Kings going home bruised from and banged up from all the scuffles in this game, the Ducks having 18 hits themselves and then the Kings having 23 on their end. So we definitely saw that physicality in this game and a lot of frustration too, especially I mentioned it earlier when I jumped in on the broadcast. Mason McTavish just seemed really frustrated in this game.
Yeah, and he just really feels, probably, I'm assuming he feels this way, that he's one of the guys who is just consistently putting in that effort needed in order to win, right?
Yeah.
I mean, you could just, if you're watching these games, game in and game out for the Anaheim Ducks team, it's him and Vetrano up front, right?
Mm-hmm.
That's not to say Ryan Strome. I mean, he continues to really be a support player on that team, slow things down when those two are just absolutely buzzing out there. But, we need more from Troy Terry. Mm-hmm. Alex Killorn, obviously, he got his first of the season, and hopefully that just opens the floodgates. But against a team like the Los Angeles Kings, if we can all remember back to when Leo Carlson had that hat trick game, yes, they lost in that game, but he was on it. He was firing on all cylinders. Troy Terry, if we think back to his hat trick game there against Arizona at home a few weeks back, I mean, he just really was the guy, the guy to take this Ducks team, put them on their back, and flat out dominate. And consistently, it's been McTavish and Vetrano up front. And on the back end, you got spurts of guys, but the Ducks coaching staff have even stated, whether it's Lacombe, who we saw jump up way more than we have in the past, and kudos to him for doing so, you need more on the back end, jumping up in the rush. Hey, you got your D partner with that support on the back. There's got to be more plays like Jackson Lacombe taking onus of that puck and driving everything north. Gibby, the goaltenders continue to provide a sense of just solid presence there in net, and big time saves. Saves that, you know, I said on the broadcast, this game could have very easily been 7-2 for the Kings.
Mm-hmm. And I think about that too, also in going along with that first period, what this game would have looked like if the Ducks had not allowed those two power play goals early in this game. You know, would the energy have, you know, kept on the Ducks side? Would they have been able to get maybe an earlier goal in that second period? Just really tough going down two goals in that first period. And then also to your point about Troy Terry, I mean, I just looked at his stats and he hasn't had a point since the Nashville game. And that was an assist. His last goal was coming in that Arizona game. He has been pretty quiet this season. Definitely someone that needs to probably step up here soon, especially, you know, playing on that top line with Leo Carlson, Alex Kloren right now. Just setting an example, too, of playing with Leo Carlson, such a young player as well. So a couple more text messages to get to here. All right, let's take a look. Bobby from Long Beach said, interested to see if any changes with the lineup roster personnel are implemented after this one. Bad starts, setting a bad tone for five straight games. Something needs to spark a fire. Doesn't help that the refs are making more unnecessary calls than a credit card scam group. Would like to see some guys make the right play and send it to the net instead of the smart play forcing passes. Also would like to see the veterans like Kaloran and Fowler turn it up in the O-zone.
Wow. Bobby from Long Beach calling the refs some scammers, I guess. Hey, yeah, I it just, you know, what, how they're going to approach going down so early in the games. I wonder how kind of what tricks Greg Cronin and his staff have up their sleeves in order to best formulate a game plan and a template moving forward. Yeah. I'm going to be, you know, curious to kind of see how that all works out. You know, whether it's changes in the video game plan or just practice in, practice out. You know, you certainly got to take what you've been doing on the road, because the road wins, the road success. I think they just need to learn from them and bring them on home, because, look, maybe it's a good thing that the boys are taking a couple games out of town. We yeah. keep saying, right, okay, it's going to be St. Louis, a team that's been, you know, hot and cold. Well, that didn't work. You look at some of the teams just recently that Montreal just, right? I mean, that was another team coming in last game. We're just like, come on, you know, this is a shoo-in of a 2 points that the Ducks should come out with. Well, it doesn't happen. So, you know, the days of thinking that they're, you know, the opposition is going to take an off game, it certainly hasn't been the case, and this Ducks team can't anticipate any changes in that department.
Well, Marty said, we're rebuilding, so I expect losing streaks like this and most likely a negative record at the end of the season. Ooh, it's all part of the rebuilding. The positive is Gudas has been worth every penny, and I hope we keep him forever. Radko Gudas has been certainly a bright spot for this Anaheim Ducks team. A lot of fun to watch, too, especially when he's scoring like he did today. Emerson, we got more to talk about on the other side of the break. A couple more text messages to get to, and then also we get to hear from some of the guys in the locker room. We'll be back.
There's a lot to listen to on TuneIn.
Music.
At 17 years old, working a part-time job.
Reaching over the railing, he caught it!
But if you want to discover some new favorites, follow us on Instagram, Twitter, and Facebook at TuneIn for all new recommendations. Who knows? You may just find your new favorite radio station. Follow us now and hear all the audio you love right on TuneIn.
Follow you.
Follow us.
Follow us.
Nothing sets the tone for your day like country hits. That's why TuneIn's exclusive Country Roads is here to make your journey just a bit better. With classic, feel-good country songs to bring summer vibes all year long. This guitar about as hard as a pain. To top 40 hits you just can't get enough of. TuneIn's Country Roads are your route for the best in country music. Just search Country Roads or ask your device to play Country Roads on TuneIn for a little Southern hospitality now.
Hey there, it's your friend Stormy Warren. Buckle up and join me every single weekday from 7 a.m. to 1 p.m. Central right here exclusively on TuneIn. What can you expect from my show? Well, we're talking about and playing the hottest, freshest, and newest country music around, not to mention plenty of the biggest hits you already know and love. Just search the Big 615 or ask your device to play the Big 615 on TuneIn.
He fires a three. Makes it.
There's a lot to listen to on TuneIn. But if you want to discover some new favorites, follow us on Instagram, Twitter, and Facebook at TuneIn for all new recommendations. Who knows? You may just find your new favorite radio station. Follow us now and hear all the audio you love right on TuneIn.
TuneIn's Coffeehouse Station is open for business. So pull up a cozy chair and start soundtracking your day with light acoustic classics from today's most soothing songwriters, like indie geniuses Bon Iver, soft rock newcomer Phoebe Bridgers, and acoustic legend Jack Johnson. All in a soul-warming rotation on TuneIn's exclusive Coffeehouse Station. Just search Coffeehouse on TuneIn to listen.
Hey, music lovers, it's your friend Garth Brooks, and I want to personally invite you to listen to the world's first global country station, the Big 615, exclusively on TuneIn. Join us to hear today's biggest country hits, lots of your longtime favorites, and all the rising stars who are tearing it up with their music. It's the very best of country music, all in one place. Just search the Big 615 or tell your device to play the Big 615 on TuneIn.
Welcome back to the post game show. A 5-2 loss for the Anaheim Ducks today on this Black Friday as a part of the freeway faceoff to the Los Angeles Kings. Another text that we received. Credit to the Kings. They were the superior team and capitalized on their second chances. I would have loved to see more traffic and chaos in front of the net, the Kings net, on 5-on-5 play. That is a big element still missing from this Ducks team. That was something that we heard Sam Carrick, or was it Cam Fowler, talk about in recent games?
Yes, it was Cam Fowler. I must say, just looking at the score sheet and going up and down these goals for both teams, you look at Kevin Fiala, and I look at that first goal there where it was a desperation play out of the corner. It seems to have deflected off of goaltender John Gibson in the net. But you think of that play and you think, God, Trevor Zegras, I think that would be a player that is capable of making a big-time play, a desperation play that's so pinpoint, right? A deflection so methodically into the back of the Ducks' net. So whether it's Drysdale, whether it's Zegras, I mean, the Ducks are still missing big pieces that are out of the lineup, and hopefully that those guys are really taking the time necessary to, in order to come back to full health, because this Ducks team at times can certainly need those guys. And you know, it's kind of interesting how I looked at that goal. I'm like, what Ducks player comes to mind, you know, that can orchestrate and finish a play like that? And I can't help but think of a Trevor Zegras. So, I better starts. Penalties that maybe that they can control. It continues to be similar themes that are leading to some of these recent Duck losses.
It's good you brought those two guys up, because we did receive a message also asking when are Drysdale and Zegras coming back. We don't know the answer to that question, but we do know that they are still working to get healthy, and hopefully we'll see them soon. Definitely don't have an update on our end, though. But we now get the chance to hear from Alex Gloren as he spoke with the media in the locker room after finally getting his first Ducks goal. So let's hear what he had to say.
Well, it's tough to celebrate much under the circumstances, but they got to feel good. At least a little relief to get your first of the year there.
Yeah, for sure. I think, you know, I've gone through things like that in a season. Typically don't start the season like that, 10 games or 9 games without a goal. So I've been getting my chances, so I've been trying to just stick to the process, and had another good 4 chances tonight. So you do that consistently, you're going to score. It's tough to do at the start of the year when you're really gripping the stick tight and with a new team. So felt good.
On the other end of things, penalty trouble in the first period kind of put you guys behind it again tonight. Just your thoughts on how you guys responded after those 2 goals, I guess.
Yeah, I mean, it's really tough to go down 2-0, especially at the early part of the game. Give them 2 goals. You know, we've taken a lot of penalties. I think that's something that needs to be addressed. I don't know how many minors we've gotten, but it seems like the other teams been a lot on the power play a lot more than we have. So that's something we got to address, I think.
Are you plugged into this LA Anaheim rivalry at this point?
Sort of, slowly but surely. That's the first time I've played them in a Ducks uniform. So you can tell in the arena, obviously, there's a ton of fans for both teams. So being as close as they are, I look forward to this rivalry.
Heading out on a two-game road trip coming back home, in the midst of the losing streak, is this maybe something that will kind of work in favor for you guys, maybe clear the head a little bit?
Yeah, maybe, you know, get away a little bit, have a team dinner or something like that, get together. You know, the effort's always there, and I think that's consistent with this team, and that's really important. That's a good team over there, and, you know, they go up two goals, but great opportunity for us going into Edmonton.
It's your first full look at LA this year. Obviously, came into this kind of riding a, you know, winning streak, and a lot of things going right in their game. Just your overall thoughts on them as an opponent, just three more times here.
They're a very impressive team. They're just built for the playoffs. You can tell by the way their forwards, even their D, their neutral zone, once again, it is so tough to break through. You know, I think they're going to be a team down the stretch that's going to go pretty far.
That was Alex Killorn speaking with the media after this game, his first goal as a Duck, first time facing off against the LA Kings also as a Duck. And I thought it was interesting. I mean, he would know. He was on a playoff team for quite a few years in Tampa Bay. Him saying that the LA Kings are built to be a playoff team just says a lot about the competitive level that we see, or that we saw today from the Kings in general. Also speaking to how the team, the Ducks, have been taking too many penalties. They lead the league right now with 115 total penalties, leading it by a lot too.
Yeah, and you said it, Alexis, well said from Alex Killorn there, just, you know, touching on how it hasn't been easy. He hasn't gone through many stretches, really, with that lack of goal scoring there and how good that one felt. Touched on the rivalry and his excitement for facing off against the Kings here to come. And just really, you know, hats off to the Los Angeles Kings and, mm-hmm. and really giving them credit. Because they put it all together here today. It's a team that looks strong down the stretch. It looks like a playoff team meant to last and go far in the playoffs. And you could see why. I mean, they have not only all-stars on their team, the Kempes, the Kopitars, but they have guys who show up in the big-time moments of the hockey game and are able to put it home. I mean, Fiala's yet another guy that's just relentless, is constantly moving his feet throughout the game, shift in and shift out. I tell you, that that Moore Fiala line, I mean, they were just nonstop, creating energy, and they were a force to be reckoned with. So, like you mentioned, you know, Killorn, he's won two cups. He's done a lot of winning these recent years prior to here to getting to Anaheim. So he knows what winning's like, what it takes to win and even bring home a Stanley Cup. So, he thinks in his mind that this is going to be a dangerous Los Angeles Kings team. And you saw here today why they are.
Three more meetings with the LA Kings this season. All right, now we have the chance to also hear from head coach Greg Cronin as he spoke to the media after this loss.
Okay.
How important was the early penalty trouble?
Yeah, I mean, we there was a good game going back and forth, energetic crowd. The first one's just a team in the ice. Guy jumped on the ice and you know, puts us down two and they score. Like, it's two of them, two men in the ice. Just bad decisions. That's on us as coaches. And, which looked like a pretty clean, even period, turned sideways on the next two power plays for them.
I know you just said it, but what do you think? I think that's like, six or seven now, too many men. Is there a connective thread at all behind it? Or?
Well, I mean, I don't remember all of them, but some of them are like when you've got, unfortunately, you go through a power play, and then there's four forwards in the power play, and every team does the same thing, and then when you change, there's a D that changes for the first forward. So if somebody doesn't see the D change, they jump. And that, I think that's caused three of them. So that's on us. Like, we got to be more communicative about it. The other one, you know, tonight it was just Cam looked like he was going to change. So Racco jumped on, and then Cam saw the puck coming up, so he stayed on. And, that's a decision that Cam made, feeling that maybe I'm giving up a breakaway. Mm-hmm. And I didn't see Radko had already changed for him because he changed behind him. It's unfortunate. It's unacceptable.
I know you're focused on your club. You've also played some very good teams in this outset. Where now that you see the Kings slot among those higher tier clubs that you've faced?
Well, they're different, right? So you can take Boston, Vegas, and the Kings. They're kind of the three heavyweights, and we've got them now five times in 20 games, and they're different styles. Boston and Vegas are similar blueprints in terms of they play the quad system. They're very methodical. They take away inside ice. This team is unique in a sense that they smother you on all three zones. The one zone they don't is in the neutral zone where they play that 1-3-1, but they're still smothering the blue line. In the D zone, they play the same system we do, but they're tight gapping it. And on their forechecks, they get on top of people, and they're really good at wall battles. They're probably the best team, and for me, in breaking pucks out when the puck's on the wall, which is a hard play to make, especially when you have pressure from top down. And they get people in positions, and it's predictable. They know what people are. They shovel pucks into spaces with speed. So they're able to come out with a lot of speed. And then once they're in the offensive zone, you watch them. They really shield the puck well. They protect it well. They make good plays with the puck. The D get involved real maturely. They're a handful. They're a good team. I mean, put any pressure on the Kings, but from what I see, they're a Stanley Cup contending team.
And you have both sets of fans in the building going at it. Does that build the rivalry even more?
Yeah, I mean, I've been through this with New York, with the Islanders and the Rangers, and it's a little different with Toronto and Montreal, but, you know, the American crowd seems to get a little bit more animated.
First points tonight for Troy in five games. It feels like his offense has been kind of slow going a little bit. Is it maybe he's just trying to do too much right now and he's the single five moves down?
No, I mean, he's had chances and he just hasn't scored, so tonight he scored.
Killorn was talking about Ben Relieve getting his first. Obviously not a critical point in the game or anything, but just it's he's going toward 200 goals and integrating himself into the group. Just what has been to have another vet in the lineup to kind of stabilize things in your top nine there?
I mean, it's good. And he's obviously a proven player. He's a Stanley Cup champion. I think he was putting pressure on himself. The puck wasn't going in. Maybe he wasn't getting the points and the results he wanted offensively. But everything's going to be okay. Like, this is a process. You know, like I said before, we won those six games, and I was excited too. You know, we know that there's some that we shouldn't have won. The last five games, you know, we got steamrolled in Colorado, and then tonight it got out of hand early, which I didn't like because of the power play goals they got. But the other games are winnable games. I mean, we're fighting and clawing to get points, and you know, you got to take the long view of what's going on. And like I told them after the game, it just, you learn from it. You learn from experience, right? So you go through these games, and we just got to keep finding ways to improve and build on things, and that's the only way you can dissect it.
Earl, you got down early in the second, uncharacteristic timeout. What was the message during that timeout?
Well, you could see like they're getting down. There's a lot of young kids, you know, and you look at the scoreboard, and you know the shot differential wasn't that great, but they don't, you know. They're looking at the score, and I thought we were playing okay. There was energy. There was scoring chances going back both ways. And I just didn't want them to press and to get down, and then you can get a little bit of that complacency creeps in. I just wanted to make sure that we were playing the right way. It doesn't matter if it's 22 minutes into the game or it's 42 minutes into the game. But always playing the right way. So that was the message.
Did you like the response from your team after that timeout?
Yeah, I mean, I think that would end up being 2-1 after that. I mean, it's a different game because they're up 4-0. They're probably thinking less offense, more defense. But I mean, we play hard. The one thing they do really well, the Kings, is they win wall battles, and then they're always driving inside ice. So they really they challenge you to defend the entire shift. That's what makes them so unique.
Thank you.
That was head coach Greg Cronin speaking with the media. A couple things that I took in particular from that. Troy Terry getting a point tonight. Last one, like I mentioned, that Nashville game. So good he was able to at least get on the score sheet, but still looking for more from him. Also, that timeout. I liked how he explained that he just needed to give the guys a break and just tell them, hey, you know, we're playing okay. Don't get too hard on yourselves. You guys, you got to stay in this game. I really liked that he did that, and he explained why he called that timeout, too, in that second period.
Yeah, this Ducks team has some fresh new faces, the majority of them being on the younger side, a lot of inexperience when it comes to playing at the National Hockey League level. So that sometimes it could be overwhelming, especially if you're going against a Los Angeles Kings team, who now this is their ninth straight road win, undefeated on the road here thus far in the season. So it can be overwhelming for some players that maybe don't have the quantity of games that know how to control those emotions. It felt maybe some have alluded to just a playoff atmosphere. This Ducks Kings rivalry, it's no shortage of just battles throughout its history, and you can feel the fans' energy throughout the building, and just the expectations from the faithful from both clubs there that we all want to win, right? And you can really get a sense that maybe times of high stress and pressure, you just need to take a step back in those times. And I thought it was a great decision by head coach Greg Cronin and his staff to maybe kind of take a back seat to the momentum brewing from the Los Angeles Kings. And, you know, hey, once again, kind of like we mentioned, it could have been a 7-2 game if it wasn't for John Gibson and some of the big mm-hmm. stops that he made. Maybe in that instance, the leadership of the coaching staff and the experience that they had, they just felt it was the right time to implement it. So I thought it was a great question. And like you mentioned, it was well received by Greg Cronin, and what a response that he had to it.
Emerson, your final quack for tonight, your final thoughts after this tough 5-2 loss with this Ducks team now down 5 games going into Edmonton on Sunday and then taking on Vancouver again after that.
Well, I have a long walk to the car, as you know, Alexis, and I'm going to have to be fending off Kings fans. I know I'm going to hear it from them. I'm going to give it right back, right? So, look, I'm going to do that on my way to the car. I'm going to think of my chirps in order to kind of hold myself in to good standard and make sure I'm not taken advantage of out there. And, look, I'm going to go home. I'm going to have some Thanksgiving leftovers. I'm going to turn the page myself here. And I just hope and I know that this Ducks hockey team is going to be so much better come the time where we have to face off against the Los Angeles Kings once again. So my final quack is just that. Anaheim Ducks will be back and better during the next freeway faceoff.
I'm with you. I hope the same thing, too, for this Ducks team. Definitely learning and seeing also what this Kings team is made of. My final quack, going on the road now. We got a big chance against this Edmonton team. They've struggled a lot this season. They've already had a head coaching change. The Ducks have had some success on the road. We saw that especially early in the season with that really, really awesome long winning streak on that first long road trip out east. So I hope that they can find some success in this game against Edmonton. And then also, Vancouver is definitely a tougher team in the division, and they will stand probably maybe even a bigger test as they're tied for second with the Kings in the Pacific right now. But that'll do it from us here at Honda Center on this Black Friday. The Ducks falling to the Los Angeles Kings 5-2, but like we said, they will be back on Sunday, a 6 p.m. start time, 5:30 pregame show. We'll have it for you on DuckStream. Thank you for tuning in to the postgame show for Emerson Edom and Alexis Downey. We hope you have a great holiday weekend. We hope you had a great Thanksgiving, and make sure to stick around after the break for the replay of the Ducks and Kings game. Thank you once again for listening to DuckStream, presented by Gettle and powered by TuneIn.
Tailgate, tailgate radio.
This might
be a touchdown.
Hey, it's your friend Garth Brooks, and we've got a new station exclusively here on TuneIn called Tailgate Radio, which you are going to love. You'll hear the most epic party anthems that will keep you and your crew bouncing. Turn it on and turn it up for the perfect tailgate playlist on game day. Search for Tailgate Radio on TuneIn to listen.
Tailgate Radio.
Exclusively on TuneIn.
There's a lot to listen to on TuneIn.
Music.
Music.
Music. Music.
At 17 years old, working a part-time job.
Man. Reaching over the railing, he caught it!
But if you want to discover some new favorites, follow us on Instagram, Twitter, and Facebook at TuneIn for all new recommendations. Who knows? You may just find your new favorite radio station. Follow us now and hear all the audio you love right on TuneIn.
Follow you.
Follow us.
Follow us.
TuneIn is the audio platform with something for everyone. News.
We were delighted to learn that the president's lawyers, the moment they found out about...
Sports.
Gotcha! Strikes quickly! The magic continues! For
music.
I can buy myself flowers.
Come down. And even podcasts. Whatever you love. Hear it right here on TuneIn. And be sure to ask your smart devices to play TuneIn.
Hey, it's your friend Garth Brooks, and we've got a new station exclusively here on TuneIn called Tailgate Radio, which you're gonna love. Turn it on and turn it up for the perfect tailgate playlist on game day. Search for Tailgate Radio on TuneIn to listen.
Hey there, it's your friend Stormy Warren. Buckle up and join me every single weekday from 7 a.m. to 1 p.m. Central right here exclusively on TuneIn. What can you expect from my show? Well, we're talking about and playing the hottest, freshest, and newest country music around, not to mention plenty of the biggest hits you already know and love. Just search the Big 615 or ask your device to play the Big 615 on TuneIn.
Hey everybody, Mr. Yearwood here, inviting you to come hear today's biggest country hits, lots of your longtime favorites, and all the rising stars who are just tearing it up with their new music. And here's the best part, the easiest thing on the planet to do. Just search the Big 615 or tell your device, play the Big 615 on TuneIn, and bam, you're going to be enjoying some of the best music in the world. Made the way it was intended, direct from the place where country music lives. That's right, Nashville. It's the Big 615.
Hey, Debbie, we got so much classic country music on our record shelves.
I'm listening.
What do you say we make another radio station?
Yes. Check out our new station. Just search Country A Go-Go or ask your device to play Country A Go-Go on TuneIn.
Real country music. Cody Johnson live. Saturday, January 20th in concert at Honda Center. Country's best. Cody Johnson in the Leather Tour with special guest Justin Moore. Also featuring Dylan Carmichael on stage at Honda Center Saturday, January 20th. Cody Johnson. In concert. VIP and reserve seats on sale Friday, October 6th, 10 a.m. at Ticketmaster.com in the Honda Center box office. Cody Johnson in the Leather Tour. Special guest Justin Moore.
From the electricity out on the ice to the roar of the crowd in the stands, there's nothing quite like Anaheim Ducks hockey.
Terry backhand scores! Troy Terry!
And this season, you can be there live to cheer them on. As the official ticketing partner of the Anaheim Ducks and the NHL, Ticketmaster has you covered with the largest selection of seats at a wide variety of price points. So get off the couch and get into the stands. Grab great seats to see the Anaheim Ducks today at Ticketmaster.com/ducks.
There was this guy who had a close circle of friends. They did everything together. They threw dinner parties, went on fishing trips, hung out at the beach. They were inseparable. But then one of his friends got in serious debt. He needed money. So he set this guy up, framed him, and had him arrested, all for 30 pieces of silver.
Jesus was sold out. He gets us, all of us. Visit HeGetsUs.com.
Visit EastonLawFirm.com and score big. Orange County's premier injury firm and official personal injury attorneys of the Anaheim Ducks. At Easton and Easton, our family of litigators has more than 100 years combined experience fighting the insurance companies in all types of injury accidents. With our family, every case is personal and handled by an actual attorney. Call to speak with an attorney today at 1-833-EASTONS. That's 1-833-EASTONS. Let our family help yours at EastonLawFirm.com.
Visit EastonLawFirm.com to score big. Official personal injury attorneys on the Anaheim Ducks.
Get the perfect holiday gifts for hockey fans on your list at NHLShop.com. The world's largest selection of officially licensed NHL fan gear with unique one-of-a-kind designs by Fanatics, Adidas, and more. All the latest styles for every NHL team. Don't miss out. Shop now and get today's special holiday offer. NHLShop.com, a Fanatics experience.
Thanks for listening to this exclusive presentation of Ducks Hockey. Stay tuned for a replay of tonight's game on DuckStream, the official 24/7 audio network of the Anaheim Ducks, presented by Gettle and powered by TuneIn.